In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, when the new cigarette labels fail, as they will inevitably, what finally will get people to stop smoking? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Chase, offering the Marriott Rewards Premier credit card. Details at marriottpremier.com/radio. The William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And the Join Us and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions' Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Amy Solomon. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Waltover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. And thanks also this week to Gary Yek, the senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Is Mr. Michael Danforth Now panel, what finally will make people stop smoking? Tom Baudet.
As a former smoker, I know this will work. Let them smoke wherever they want again, but make it legal to beat them.
Jesse Klein.
I think the FDA will put the scariest possible picture in the world on the box of cigarettes, which is a picture of a smiling Keith Richards.
And Master Browning.
I think the FDA will team up with the NRA to get gun owners to shoot smokers in an effort to get them to stop smoking.
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carol Castle. Thanks also to Tom Baudet, Master Browning. Big welcome to Jesse Klein. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. And we'll see you next week in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NPR.